Here's a Sun King Studio 92 exclusive.
Powered by Klipsch Audio.
From WTTSFM.com.
That's great. It's wonderful to have you guys back. I tell you what, I had a Lily and Madeline moment that just caught me totally by surprise. I was sitting over at my house watching a movie late one night, and at the very end of the end credits, here comes your song, and I'm thinking, whoa.
So that's Slow Learners?
Slow Learners. How did this come to pass?
I don't remember, honestly. I think it was just like
it
an email.
It was a while ago, yeah. They contacted us and said we'd like to use. I think it was in the middle that they used, but then we totally forgot about it. And then when the movie actually came out on Netflix, a bunch of our friends were like, your song is in this movie, did you know?
And we were like, what?
But we just forgot that we had talked about it.
Have
like
you seen
ago.
The movie?
No, I haven't seen it yet.
You haven't seen the movie?
No. That's probably bad to say.
It's really good. I mean, I thought it was really good. I think it only got like 3 stars or... Oh. I don't know what this Rotten Tomatoes score was, but I thought it was a really good movie. I mean, I saw...
We'll check it out.
Your song is at the end, and it's prominently featured. It's not something that just goes by in the background. It's
awesome.
It's like the end song, you know, whatever they call it. I'm not a movie guy, but I thought that was really cool.
Yeah, that is cool.
And also, you sang the national anthem at the Colts game. Was that... How was that?
That was... sort of like a whirlwind, because like when you're doing it, it's like a 1 minute song, and you don't think that there are like 70,000 people in the stadium, right? Is it that many people?
Yeah.
So that's definitely close. The biggest crowd that we've, you know, sang for. But I mean,
it was really fun.
Yeah,
I was very nervous, and we didn't realize that all the players were gonna come right at us and then like kneel down and whatnot. So we were like, oh my god.
That's great. So you were able to overcome the shock and the awe and you were able to enjoy the moment.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, it was very enjoyable. I would do it again.
All right. And understand that you've got a tour that takes you out to the East Coast coming up. Is that right?
Yes, beginning of March.
And what all venues will you be doing over there?
We're starting in Boston.
Yeah, we're playing at Berkeley, and then we're doing Joe's Pub in New York again. We've played there a couple times.
It's a really beautiful place.
Yeah. We're playing D.C. and like Philadelphia.
World Cafe Live, yeah. Vienna, Virginia.
A lot of places we've played before, but they're like they're all super cool places. So,
you guys are running this the whole show yourselves. I understand you're managing the business and you're booking the tours and paying the musicians and everybody else involved. And so, is that going well for you?
It is. It's also really stressful. It's a lot to keep track of. It's very adult.
Yeah.
And I didn't think I was ready for it. I don't know if I still don't know if I am.
And you got a brand new album coming out here real soon, don't you?
Yeah. So. It's released the 26th of this month, February, and it's called Keep It Together, and we are very excited about it.
And you're on New West.
We are on New West Records.
Yeah, that's cool. All right, great, man. It's great to have you back. Will you please welcome again to Sun King Studio 92, Lily and Madeline.
Thank you.